This year for Advent, we are looking at our Christmas traditions through the eyes of a 13th century saint named Francis of Assisi. He was born in approximately 1181 to a well-to-do family in Assisi, Italy. He grew up rich, was baptized into the church, and enjoyed a good life in a prosperous home. Seeking some higher purpose in life, he considered joining with the soldiers of the Fourth Crusade. Here come the wise men. He considered joining with the soldiers in the Fourth Crusade, hoping that that might lead to glory and fame. But a powerful dream came to him and set him on a new path. Before any battle of the Crusades occurred, much to the disappointment of his father, who had already purchased him a suit of armor and a horse for the battles. Instead of the glory and honor of war, Francis entered into a period of prayer and confession. And during this period, he had a chance encounter with a leper, and then what he called a visit from God, who told him to go and repair the church that was falling into ruins. Now, Francis saw that as a call to compassion, and compassion for all, and a simple life giving to the poor and doing the work of Christ. There are many inspiring stories about Francis, but for our purpose today, I want to tell you about the Nativity, or creche, which Francis created. A living nativity in the town of Greccio, Italy. An early biographer in describing the event said this: "His highest aim, foremost desire, and greatest intention was to pay heed to the Holy Gospel in all things and through all things, to follow the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to retrace his footsteps completely with all vigilance and all zeal, all of the desire of his soul and all the fervor of his heart." In other words, he wanted to understand everything about Jesus and his life. And for him, the nativity scene was just that. It was a way to see the very beginning of that life, a way to bring to light the utter ridiculousness of it all, that the Lord of all heaven and earth would come to earth and begin. To begin with, was hard to believe, but born in a barn surrounded by animals and dung and hay and all the smells, the miracle of God with us in the humblest of beginnings. For Francis, the creche had many lessons to teach, everything from remembering the least of these to honoring creation, all of the animals. In fact, all of his ministry begins for him right here at the manger. His earliest biographer, Thomas of Celano, said, "So thoroughly did the humility of the incarnation and the charity of the passion occupy his memory that he scarcely wanted to think of anything else." And today we all seem to have distracted lives. We are constantly pulled in many directions, often all at one time. We are interrupted by phone calls, texts, babies wandering around the sanctuary, sirens, children and grandchildren's schedules, and so many other things. For us, it is so hard to imagine being so focused on any one thing that we would see something as closely and with such detail as Francis. Cal Newport, who is a contemporary writer, says this about our business and the need for what he calls deep work. "Deep work is the cleaning away of everything. All cell phones, emails, texts, and anything else that clutters our mind so that we can focus on just one task with clarity, abundant time, and even solitude." The psalmist says God will surround us. I think that perhaps the deep work is the way we open ourselves to seeing God all around us, surrounding us and protecting us, just the way Francis did. As we enter these 4 weeks of Advent, I want to both challenge you and invite you to look for and plan for times of quiet reflection, times to do the deep work. Now, you can use the devotional booklets that will be available to you in the fellowship hall after worship. We're giving those to you, and you can use those or any other item that helps you see the Word of God and how it impacts your life every day. And then do the deep work of contemplation, thinking about the living God who chooses to come and dwell with us in and through the life of Jesus Christ. Put your trust in God and pray that God will show you the way and teach us the right path to follow. We are on a journey to Bethlehem. And the path is not always clear, but like St. Francis, we have a guide in the Scriptures that points the way. And I wish you blessings for your journey. Amen.